An alarming spike in farm bankruptcies. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. A growing number of farmers across Michigan and the rest of the U.S. are reaching a financial breaking point as farm bankruptcies surged in April to their highest monthly level in more than 6 years.
Well, it's no secret that the farm economy has been in pretty tough shape for quite a while.
That's John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis with American Farm Bureau Federation. According to Law 360, 62 farmers across the U.S. filed Chapter 12 bankruptcies in April alone, marking a staggering 130% increase from April of last year and an 82% jump from March. Newton says this isn't a sudden shock, but rather the breaking point of a years-long economic squeeze.
Input costs, as everyone knows, went up dramatically in 2021, and crop prices really started to fall in 2023. So the cost-price squeeze that many in agriculture are dealing with today, it's no surprise that the trend in the farm bankruptcies are starting to go up. But this has been a long time in the making.
Just last year in 2025, Chapter 12 filings jumped by 46% over 2024. As Newton points out, current delays in federal policy, including the Farm Bill, are only compounding the uncertainty in the ag economy.
We still have challenges as it relates to fertilizer prices, concerns about fertilizer availability as we move into 2027 and think about next year's crop. Diesel prices hit a record a few weeks ago, so there's still some challenges in the farm economy, but there are some tailwinds, if we can get them through the Senate and to the president's desk, that could be good for agriculture.
Adding to the stress, many struggling family operations don't even qualify for Chapter 12 protection because they rely on off-farm income to survive, and that leaves many farmers with no choice but to face permanent closure. Newton emphasizes that for rural America to stabilize, the ag industry needs structural, long-term support.
We need to have a strong farm economy. The communities that farmers call home need to be strong. And I think there are a number of things that we can do there, whether it's the Farm Bill, whether it's year-round E15, whether it's finally addressing, you know, our challenges as it relates to labor in agriculture. So we're encouraged with our members to continue to work with Congress, work with the administration to see how we can make a more resilient farm economy in the future.
Without stronger economic support, ag leaders warn that more family farms could be pushed to the brink in the months ahead.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at johnnytruss.com.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Holland, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
High pressure dominating the Great Lakes region here this morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the Michigan farm forecast. High pressure is going to be fully in control of the region as we move through the next 24 hours. Well, honestly, it's going to be the next 72 hours or so as this high continues to park right on top of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. I am not putting any moisture into this state until late Friday afternoon. Starting to see that ridge break down. The high moves off to the east. I think we have to allow for a few hit and miss showers coming in from the west, intensifying overnight and then sagging through for Saturday and early Sunday. Right now looking at anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch across about 75% of lower Michigan. I do think Sunday turns out dry, especially in the afternoon, and we keep that dryness around Monday and Tuesday of next week. Next Wednesday, another front coming through, giving showers and thunderstorms, and then we see hit and miss action off again, on again, all the way through Saturday. Multi-day totals can be probably 0.5 to 1.5 inches, and then we try and dry down behind that for Sunday the 14th and stay dry into the following week. It's going to be a less solid dry stretch than what we are dealing with right now. Yes, we're drier, but there will be some moisture trying to ping us from time to time, especially from the 17th forward. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Looking back at Monday's grain markets, we check in with Andy Eubank and with John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Plenty to talk about, John, as we look at tensions seeming to flare more in the U.S.-Iran war. Also, export inspections to talk about. Not a whole lot of news to move the markets, but we're expecting a good crop progress and crop condition report later on Monday. Did that maybe weigh on corn and beans?
I think that's part of it. Trade's probably thinking 74 to 75% good to excellent, something like that. Last year started at 68%, and that was due to the overly wet conditions, slow planting in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Ohio. We have some problems in Indiana, Ohio this year, but less than probably what we did a year ago, at least in Indiana, maybe about the same in Ohio. So I think the trade's pretty close with that estimate, close to 75%. And at 75%, nobody's worried about production at this stage. So we've got a hot energy market today. Iran was suggesting that they're ending negotiations, at least until Israel stops attacking Lebanon. We'll see how that one works out. And just a really disappointing day in corn. Friday was an extremely disappointing day, and last week was a disappointing week. So, man, we're at a rough stretch on for corn, Andy.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday, July corn down 2¾ to 444. September corn 3 cents lower, 452¾. July soybeans losing 6 cents at 11.80¾. August beans 5¼ lower at 11.85. And July wheat dropping a penny and 3/4 to 6.08¾. June live cattle, though, 75 cents higher on Monday at 249 even. But June lean hogs down 82 cents to 95.05. MichiganAgToday.com's the website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.